Connected for Kids 3v3 Soccer Tour to Delta Park June 24th and 25th. The world's premier 3v3 soccer event is open to participants of all ages and abilities. Whether you're coming out for the fun, the games, or the competition, the road to the 2006 Kick-It Cup at Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex in Florida begins now. For information or registration, stay on this website. Keyword search, Kick-It. The 3v3 Soccer Tour is coming to town from 620kpoj.com.
Terrorism suspects who were allegedly planning to attack the Sears Tower in Chicago and other buildings in Miami. A law enforcement source said the men were arrested in Miami during the last 2 days. The source said the men thought they were dealing with Al-Qaeda, but had in fact been infiltrated by a U.S. government informant. The unidentified official said there was no threat because they were, quote, in on the discussions. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida confirmed the arrests and said there was no threat to the public. Amendments to a defense spending bill aimed at removing U.S. troops from Iraq have been defeated in the U.S. Senate. The Senate voted 86-13 Thursday to scrap a measure from John Kerry of Massachusetts and Russ Feingold of Wisconsin that called for a withdrawal of U.S. forces by next July. A measure to begin removing troops by the end of this year was also rejected. Republican Vice President Dick Cheney criticized Democrats Thursday over their proposals to remove troops from Iraq. In an exclusive interview with CNN, Vice President Cheney said the redeployment proposals from Senator John Kerry and others would validate and encourage the insurgents and terrorists.
If we were to do that, it would be devastating from the standpoint of the global war on terror. It would affect what happens in Afghanistan. It would make it difficult for us to persuade the Iranians to give up their aspirations for nuclear weapons.
Cheney said now is not the time to cut and run. The National Academy of Sciences reports that global warming has increased the Earth's temperature by 2 degrees over the past century, and a climatologist at JPL in Pasadena says the effects on California have been even more pronounced. Dr. Bill Passard says the Golden State has seen a 5-degree rise in the last 100 years, mainly due to the way land is used.
As we've irrigated California, have we urbanized California, housing tracts, shopping centers, essentially what we've done is an extreme makeover of the surface of Southern California. And so we retain more heat now than we used to.
The U.S. soccer team has been eliminated at the World Cup. Ghana handed Team USA a 2-1 loss Thursday in their final game of group play in Nuremberg, Germany. The loss ended any hope the team had of advancing to the championship round. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
I'm taking off, Ma.
Hey, wait a minute, sweetie. Where are you going?
I'm going to head over to Johnny's house. His parents are out of town. They left a bunch of beer in the fridge. So we're gonna get totally wasted, go for a cruise, crash into a telephone pole. You'll never see me alive again, okay?
All right, sweetie.
This is Senior Trooper Peggy Bishop with the Oregon State Police. Alcohol-related crashes involve drivers of all ages. We know you don't talk this way, so don't act this way. Please don't drink and drive, and help us make our highways safe.
Northwest Veterans for Peace are advocates for veterans and their families with an active outreach program. Northwest Veterans for Peace believe that if young people are well educated in the reality of war, they'll be less likely to support war as a means of settling disputes. Since the first casualty of war is the truth, they conduct a speakers bureau to give future adults an honest perspective. Support Northwest Veterans for Peace and help veterans in need. Let's give peace a chance and see war as a last resort only option. Visit peaceveterans.org today.
July 23rd at PGE Park. Enjoy great Northwest wines while you listen to Bobby Caldwell, Mindy Hebert, and local favorites like Tom Grant, In Touch, and Patrick Lamb with Patsy Meyer. For more information, go to 620kpoj.com. Keyword search, jazz concert. It's the All-State Smooth Jazz Summer Concert, presented by Subaru, Catlin Capital, and AM 620 KPOJ.
What's up? This is Gabby from The Garden Spout, Portland's premier indoor garden shop. So you may have heard The Garden Spout has just opened its new store in Southeast Portland. At The Garden Spout, our goal is to provide you with the highest quality service and cutting-edge grow gear, like BioBiz certified organic nutrients. We are located at 4532 Southeast 63rd Avenue, or you can give us a call at 788-GROW. That's 788-4769. The Garden Spout, Portland's premier indoor garden shop.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
FedMart is doing it again.
Never before in the history of the Tempur-Pedic Mattress Company has there been an authorized price reduction in the United States.
That is, until now. For a limited time, Tempur-Pedic has authorized Bedmart to save you hundreds of dollars on our classic Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Bedmart has 14 locations throughout Portland, Vancouver, Salem, and Bend. And we are the Northwest's leading Tempur-Pedic mattress stores. Bedmart is the only place in Oregon where you can see and test all six models in one store.
We sell more Tempur-Pedic mattresses than anyone else and have hundreds of them stocked in our warehouse.
That means you get free next-day delivery. And only Bedmart offers you no down payment or interest for 12 months during the first-ever Tempur-Pedic price reduction.
Hurry in to any of Bedmart's 14 locations. And for a limited time, save on classic Tempur-Pedic mattresses at Bedmart.
Can I get a script in here, please?
No script.
No script?
It's for Northwest Natural. They're promoting paperless billing, and they were very specific. No paper scripts.
How can we do a radio commercial without a script?
Just cover the convenience of paperless billing, how it helps the environment, and reduces paper clutter.
Wait, let me write this down.
Can't. No paper.
Go paperless before August 1st, and you, along with current paperless customers, can win one of three Dell notebook computers. For more details, visit nwnatural.com.
Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ. Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station. Now the Mike Malloy Show, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ.
True Seekers, I bet you thought I wasn't going to start talking, right? Welcome to the program. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. It's about 7:30 past the hour. A reminder, tomorrow night is the program is reserved for young people. If you're between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive, we'd like to hear from you to the extent that we can. It'll be open topics. You bring the topic to the program. So call and vent. The number is 866-303-2270. Just young people tomorrow. You know, as long as it goes. If the kids bail out after an hour, then we'll go back to regular adult conversation. Oh, God. Once again, Nancy Skinner, a candidate for Congress in Michigan in the ninth district, will join us for a few minutes. And it was another big day inside the Beltway today. And in Iraq, where another one of Saddam's lawyers turns up dead, starting to remind me of the Bush-style family business. Democrats were unable to stand up and demand an exit strategy in Iraq. They just couldn't do it. It's such a shame. A handful of them made a stand in the vote today on the Kerry Amendment. And Cheney had something to wheeze about regarding the so-called cut-and-run Democrats on CNN tonight. We'll play some of that for you, too. So, meanwhile, Chicken Little, come touch the dead baby Santorum, is running around Congress, or he was, quacking about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We'll hear from Remy on that subject a bit later in the program as well. If you want to know what just how insane... Santorum's, well, we'll get to a little bit later. All right? The U.S. Senate had a roll call vote today on the so-called Kerry Amendment. The purpose of the amendment, it says here, quote, to require the redeployment of United States Armed Forces from Iraq in order to further a political solution in Iraq. to encourage the people of Iraq to provide for their own security and achieve victory in the war on terror. I don't know what the hell that last little bit is there. I guess Kerry had to add that. Kerry and Feingold, I guess they had to add that to satisfy the nut jobs in the Democratic Party. But anyway, 31 Democrats voted for more death and voted with George W. Bush and the Republicans. 31 of them. Every single Republican that was there to vote voted to continue the death and destruction. Only 13 Democrats had the moral clarity and the ethical integrity to vote in favor of this amendment. Only 13. And here they are. Boxer, Durbin, Feingold, Harkin, Inouye, Kennedy, Kerry, Lautenberg, Leahy, Menendez, and Wyden, and voting with the Democrats, the Independent, of course, what's his name, Jeffords from Vermont. 12 Democrats and one Independent voted to stop the war, stop the slaughter, stop the murder of our troops and the murder of innocent civilians. 12 Democrats. 31 Democrats voted to continue the death, the destruction, the killing. And by the way, we lost 9 soldiers today, 5 in Iraq, 4 in Afghanistan. So the slaughter continues. The death continues. I no longer know. I just don't know what to say. I really don't. When you think of the Democratic senators, who 31 of them, who voted to stay the course with George W. Bush, to continue putting our people at risk and blowing away innocent Iraqis, to 31 Democrats voted to continue this war that doesn't make any difference what the underlying theme was. This attack, this invasion was based on lies. And everybody on earth who's paying attention to any of this knows the invasion and now the occupation was and is based on lies. 31 Democrats in the United States Senate today decided that the reputation of the United States has not been shredded enough, that the integrity of our foreign policy has not been ripped into enough pieces. 31 Democrats in the U.S. Senate today decided that we needed to further destroy the reputation of the United States and the lives of our soldiers and the lives of innocent civilians in that godforsaken, sad country. I can't get my mind around someone like, Conrad in North Dakota voting with the Republicans. Dodd of Connecticut voting with the Republicans. Dorgan of North Dakota voting with the Republicans. Feinstein of California voting with the Republicans. Landrieu of Louisiana voting with the Republicans. Levin, Jesus, of Michigan voting with the Republicans. And on and on and on. Debbie Stabenow of Michigan voting with the Republicans. Well, let the recording of the votes today be etched somewhere using acid on steel, I guess. Ha 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 ha. The 31 Democrats decided to continue a war, an occupation, an invasion, all of it, the death and the destruction, even though everybody knows, every one of those Democrats voting to continue this horror knows full well that we went there on the basis of lies upon lies upon lies. So Rove and Cheney and Bush and Rice and Rumsfeld will all get together tonight and inject each other with the, whatever drugs they're using and dance around naked in the Oval Office, screeching and screaming in glee. Because once again, the Democratic Party just opened up its own abdomen and let its guts spill out again. God, I'd love to get a letter from the Democratic National Committee asking me for money. All right, we have... when's Nancy going to be here? At half past the hour? No? At 11? 11 Eastern. All right. We have a couple of emails I want to share with you, and also the Santorum... nonsense today. Santorum and who's the little freak that was jumping around like water on a hot griddle with him? Anyway, we'll have... where's he from? Michigan? Yeah, another one of those crazy... Jesus, God. Anyway, stick around. Lots of fun and frivolity tonight for sure. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Coming at you from the left side of the dial, it's Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
The whole family came over to my house for a cookout. Mom was setting the table and, like always, giving us advice on how we should be raising our kids. All of a sudden, Mom dropped the forks. She didn't even try to pick them up.
Mom, are you okay?
Then she started slurring her words and acting confused. My sister told Mom to go lie down and rest a while, but I called 911. I'd heard a speaker at church talk about stroke, and Mom's symptoms looked like stroke to me. I knew she had to get to a hospital and get treatment fast. An hour after Mom got to the hospital, she was talking normally. And she was her old self, believe me. The first thing she asked was who stayed home to look after the kids.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you, and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Listen live, weekday morning, 6 to 9.
They say, well, we're making the world a safer place by occupying Iraq. I'm sorry, I don't think so.
Tom Hartman.
What we've done, we've established a precedent for countries to attack each other.
Conservatives can't spin fast enough to keep up.
We've caused other countries like Iran and North Korea to invest in nuclear weapons or start developing nuclear weapons because they see us as a country that will invade anybody who isn't strong enough to stop them.
Tom Hartman.
This is not making the world a safer place.
Weekdays, 6 to 9.
It's making the world a more dangerous place.
On AM 620 KPOJ.
Or more Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 10 to 1. On AM 620 KPOJ. Portland's progressive talk station.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Got an email. I just can't get my mind around the idea that 31 Democrats voted in the Senate to continue the slaughter, to continue George Bush and Dick Cheney's stay the course. Oh, well. Oh, well. Andre sent me an email. Mike, listening to the Greg Palast interview last night, so let me get this straight. George Bush, an operative for the Saudi government, basically invaded a country using the American military in order to fix the price or price gouge, fix the price of oil or price gouge on behalf of private oil corporations. He has killed more than 100,000 Iraqis and probably 10,000 U.S. soldiers and terrorized the American public into submission on behalf of private multinational or transnational corporations. And why aren't Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, and Powell in the docks at The Hague awaiting capital punishment? Andre. I don't know. Sorry, Andre. Rick Santorum, what a freak. This is a guy who I don't know. I can't even get into the dead baby thing. I mentioned it on my blog at airamericaradio.com or at mikemalloy.com, but I just can't get into it. But yesterday, he started bouncing around the halls of Fox News and the Senate in calling these press conferences, trying to get everybody to pay attention. Oh, listen, we found them. We found them. Oh, we found them. Yes, here they are. And just screaming. And his faithful companion, Peter Hextra or Hoekstra or Hoekstra from Michigan. There they were, representative. There they were. We found them. Weapons of mass. We found the chemical weapons. Oh, my God. 500 weapons. Hamina. Until finally the Department of Defense had to say, these are pre-1991 weapons. A senior Defense Department official pointed out that the chemical weapons were not in usable conditions. And the official said, this does not reflect a capacity that was built up after 1991, And they are not the weapons of mass destruction this country and the rest of the world believed Iraq had, and not the weapons for which this country went to war. These are the weapons, and the reason Department of Defense wanted to kill this real quick, these are the weapons that go back to the early 80s and the mid-80s. These are the weapons that were sold to Iraq by Donald Rumsfeld and the Bush 1 and Ronald Reagan administrations. This is back when Iraq and Iran had their war of attrition, which finally ended with nothing but about 2 million Iraqis and Iranians slaughtering each other, which, believe me, the U.S. State Department loved to see happen. But as they came out of that, it was very clear that Saddam had been weakened, and, since Saddam was not a religious nutball like, George Bush or the mullahs that run Iran, the Reagan administration, forward-looking as it always is, and Bush 1 decided, well, let's arm him because he's weak now. And he's a secularist. He's a Baathist. Actually, he's kind of a Middle Eastern communist. But, the Israelis, when they first set up their government, were communists, too. But and look how that turned out. So let's arm him. And he can kill some of the Kurds because the Kurds are really getting froggy. They're about to jump. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s. They're about to jump. And Turkey is wetting its pants all over the Middle East because the Kurds want Kurds. You see how this all ties together. So that's the famous picture you've seen all over the Internet of Rumsfeld standing there with the uniform Saddam Hussein shaking hands. Rumsfeld had just dropped off tons of sarin gas and mustard gas and the weapon systems to deliver them. Which eventually Saddam used. And, of course, they don't have him on trial for that. He gassed his own people. But that's not why he's on trial. He's on trial because he went into one of the villages in one of the provinces, and there was assassination plot against him. And he rounded up 143 people after the plot was foiled and executed them. But you notice he's not on trial for gassing his own people. And why is that? Well, because if that were the case, and it were a trial, some shifty defense attorney might demand an appearance by Rumsfeld, or Bush 1, or the records of where the poisons came from. And we can't have that. So Santorum today, yesterday, just peeing all over himself with the news. Oh, look what we found! Look what we found! Oh, my God! Look what we found! Ah! Look! Look! Oh, and it's not a dead baby! Look! Look!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's the Mike Malloy Show on AM 620 KPOJ.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
A good news story from ElieveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed a difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary.
It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
Big Eddie is in the house.
Here's what the righties want us to talk about. 2008.
Ed Schultz, noon to 3.
They can't get enough of 2008, and they can't get enough of Hillary right now. They want to fly ahead of all these Dukester problems. They want to fly ahead of everything that's on the table right now.
The Ed Schultz Show.
The port deal, the NSA, the possible civil war in Iraq.
Noon to 3.
$75 million for promoting democracy in Iran. I mean, they want to forget all of those sorts.
AM 620, KPOJ.
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy. Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
Shouldn't we pick a place to meet?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
How do we keep in touch with each other if the phones don't work? Should I be worried how we all get home?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom? If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9.
Ronald Reagan borrowed money and spent it like a drunken sailor.
Tom Hartman.
He ran up more debt than every president before him, including the ones who fought World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War I, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, war debt.
Tom Hartman.
Than all the presidents before him combined.
Weekdays, 6 to 9.
That's how much he borrowed.
On AM 620 KPOJ.
Portland's progressive talk station.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas in the company of others is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Now the Mike Malloy Show continues. Weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
Let it rip.
nation where the dictator treated himself to palaces with gold faucets and gold-covered AK-47s.
Yeah, and I want some of that, too.
This Santorum, man, I hope he's gone. I hope he's gone his next election. Election, the polls seem to indicate that. How he got elected in Pennsylvania, I have no idea. But I think even the people who voted for him, most of the people who voted for him, realized what they did. There's more to being a senator than just screaming about abortion should be illegal. There really is. And Santorum now running around like a chicken with his head cut off. The long-dead Don Imus took him to task on his program. When was that? This morning? Somebody sent me the transcript from that, where Imus and Santorum have a little back and forth. And I think James Mikliszewski, who is an NBC reporter, put it, I guess he was there on Imus' program, too. And Imus said, Santorum, the senator from Pennsylvania, claiming that, well, we found the weapons of mass destruction. Mikliszewski answers right. There was a statement that based on an intelligence report, the U.S. military had in fact uncovered hundreds of artillery shells that showed traces of sarin and mustard gas. But the U.S. military has been finding these leftovers from the original, actually prior to the 1991 Gulf War throughout Iraq, during the entire 3 years that they've been there. And Mikliszewski goes on to say the words were barely out of Santorum's lips when Pentagon officials were running down the hallways explaining that these were old weapons that Saddam had used against the Kurds and the Iranians during the 80s. Mikliszewski added, as one official here told me, look, it's not what we were looking for when we went into Iraq this time. So the Pentagon was trying to knock the story down in a hurry. Well, not so fast. Not so fast, liberal news media. And the already dead Don Imus, not so fast, Herr Rumsfeld. Jawohl, at the briefing with General Casey today. Oberstrumpfuhrer Herr Rumsfeld. The question put to Herr Rumsfeld. Herr Secretary, there has been a lot made on Capitol Hill about these chemical weapons that were found and may be quite old, but do you have a real concern of these weapons from Saddam's past, perhaps having an impact on U.S. troops who are on the ground in Iraq right now?
Certainly. What's been announced is accurate, that there have been hundreds of canisters or weapons of various types found that either currently have sarin in them or had sarin in them. And sarin's dangerous, and it's dangerous to our forces, and it's a concern. So obviously, to the extent we can locate these and destroy them, it's important that we do so. They are dangerous. And anyone, I'm sure, General Casey or anyone else in that country would be concerned if they got in the wrong hands. They are weapons of mass destruction. They're harmful to human beings.
Oh, that's so funny, that little chuckle at the end. You notice the artfulness of his answer. What has been announced is accurate. Okay, what was announced? What was announced was that a couple of months ago, In ongoing discoveries that have been going on for 3 years now, some more canisters were found a couple of months ago. Nobody said anything. It was in an intelligence briefing that went to Chuckle Nuts, so Chuckle Nuts could ask Uncle Dick to read it to him. And that's the document that Ricky Santorum got his hands on. Ow, look! So he, you know, runs around like a chicken with his head cut off. So Rumsfeld here Rumsfeld is very artful, isn't he? Oh my God. What has been announced is accurate, he says. That there have been hundreds of canisters or weapons of various types found that either currently have sarin in them or had sarin in them. And then, just to show that he's on top of things, and sarin is dangerous. What he doesn't mention is that this evil son of a bitch, is the one who sold the weapons that are now being discovered in cracked and rusted and corroded canisters buried in the desert.
This is Rumsfeld's. Jesus, Rumsfeld knows all about this. He still has the receipts. Were they perchance found in aluminum tubes, Rummy? Yeah. And of course they're dangerous. Of course they're dangerous. You knew that when you sold them to Saddam in the first place. That's the reason you sold them. You sick old fart. And then at the end there, when he kind of chuckles, they are harmful to human beings. So are you. So what's your point? So that was Ricky Santorum's big moment in the spotlight. And then the spotlight fell from the rafters and busted his head open. Jesus, these people make me sick. I can't get away from the 31 Democrats who voted to continue. Well, you guys got 9 soldiers, 4 Marines and 5 soldiers were killed today in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I guess you Democrats, Republicans love death. They eat death. They drink death. They sell death. They fornicate with death. They are death. But the Democrats in the Senate? Well, okay. Reggie, not to be confused with Reg, writes in, Brother Mike, I'm hearing how the Democrats are a disorganized gang without a solid cohesive plan for the war in Iraq. But what plan do Republicans have beyond stay the course? The fact the Democrats presented 2 plans, Senators Levin and Kerry, should indicate that we're not programmed to march in lockstep and parrot memorized bullet points just to give the impression we're united. I, Reggie writes, agree with John Kerry's plan to set a timetable for withdrawal, but not only because all the major news polls indicate that the majority of Americans want the troops to come home. Ignored by the mainstream news media was a story 2 weeks ago where the Iraqi leadership asked Bush when they could expect American troops to leave their country. Bush never responded to them. Mr. Kerry is posing the subject of a timetable for withdrawal because we were asked for an answer to that question by the so-called sovereign, democratically elected government of Iraq. So, Reggie finishes, the question I have for the Bush administration is whose interests are we serving by remaining in Iraq, theirs or ours? With no weapons of mass destruction, Saddam Hussein on trial, a functioning government exists, and over 200,000 trained and ready Iraqi security forces are in place. When do we leave? Well, Reggie, but it's not a functioning government. And, of course, Reggie knows this. And the 200,000 trained and ready Iraqi security forces in place are actually maybe 1/20th of that, and they're all organized into death squads. And what they're doing is doing what happens in a so-called civil war. The Sunnis are butchering the Shia, and the Shia are butchering the Sunnis. The Kurds are staying completely. The Kurds are up north going, Jesus Christ, leave us out of this. And who's caught in the crossfire? Well, the people who destabilized this sad, destroyed country in the first place. Our troops. So 2,500 plus, the official count, more like 4,000, 5,000 of our people are dead. Tens of thousands are wounded, some hideously. For what? So that Republicans can walk around with their cod pieces erect and say, well, we're not going to cut and run. You go do the fight and I'll stay here and rape the country. Not me. I ain't taking a gun. Hell no. And they're constituents here in the United States You filthy, degenerate, cowardly Republicans who support this, shame on you. When you die, your God is going to pinch your head off, throw it into hell where it'll be used as a soccer ball for demons, and then let snakes, scorpions, and spiders chew on the rest of your body for all eternity. Trust me, I know. I hear voices, and that's what God tells me. This is Air America. Seems like it'll be an endless price tag of most tremendous and most disturbingly the death toll is so horrendous. So I send this to those that seize the defenders. Send us into harm's way, we should all make them remember that. This is the terrorism. Blood is blood, is blood in them. Love is true, listen, who will listen? How many songs did you see? You can bomb them one of pieces, you can't bomb it into the end.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from shortness of breath, tire easily, or have ankle swelling? These symptoms are often mistaken as signs of aging when in fact you may be in the early stages of heart failure. I'm Dr. Barry Greenberg, a heart failure cardiologist representing the Heart Failure Society of America. These three symptoms and a history of diabetes, high blood pressure, previous heart attack, or family history of heart disease could put you at an increased risk for developing heart failure. Individuals with the three symptoms and these risk factors should seek medical attention. Early diagnosis and treatment are key to extending life and allowing you to enjoy quality of life. This disease is treatable, and it may be prevented from progressing if diagnosed and treated during its early stages. Don't delay. Talk to your doctor. For more information, visit abouthf.org. A message from the Heart Failure Society of America.
Johnson's. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, Call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Now more Mike Malloy, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Let me share with you a letter written by Don Wycliffe, Associate Vice President for News and Information, University of Notre Dame. He teaches media criticism there. It's titled The Impenetrable Fog of Bill O'Reilly. If intellectual dishonesty could be said to have a face, I saw it Tuesday evening as I watched Bill O'Reilly's program on Fox News. I watched without the benefit of sound. If any was coming from the television, it couldn't be heard over the din in the bar where I was in Mishawaka, Indiana. But Fox conveniently runs a stripped-down text next to O'Reilly's image as he delivers his opening commentary. And there was, in addition, captioning beneath the picture for hearing-impaired viewers or people who happen to be in noisy bars. O'Reilly was burned up about the mutilation and murders of those two American soldiers, PFC Thomas Tucker and PFC Christian Menchaca, who were captured in Iraq by insurgents last week and whose bodies were retrieved Tuesday. What civilized person would not have been? The military didn't give a detailed public description of the conditions of the soldiers' bodies, but decapitation seems to have been the least of the savageries inflicted on them and may have been a grisly coup de grace. O'Reilly wasn't just mad about what had happened to these two young Americans. He wanted something done about it. We got to get tougher and more aggressive, he opined. Outfits like the American Civil Liberties Union and Air America need to be exposed. And all those who inadvertently help the enemy, like ministers who sign petitions against torture, should mind their P's and Q's. And the Iraqi government ought to declare martial law in some parts of Iraq that O'Reilly considers in particular need of iron fist treatment. After O'Reilly finished his rant, he brought on two retired generals who apparently serve as regular expert commentators on Fox for several minutes while Bill and his posse took out after the murderous barbarians in Iraq, as well as the liberals and dupes here in the U.S. who insist on hobbling the war effort by exercising their rights to think and speak freely. There was much fuming about taking the handcuffs off and taking the gloves off, and people cowing the Bush administration and forcing it to fight the war defensively. Which, after all, was exactly how the war in Vietnam had been wrongly fought. And they all arrived at the same conclusion. The U.S. must fight this war to win! Bill, you ignorant slut. How do you face yourself in the mirror each morning? Less than 2 years ago, George W. Bush won a second term in office with the biggest popular vote in American history. His party controls both houses of Congress. The ACLU is preoccupied with controlling the speech of its board of directors. The New York Times, which also came in for some of Bill's dishonorable mention, has not endorsed the winner in the last two presidential elections. And yet you, Bill, are peddling the notion that Bush is hamstrung in fighting the Iraq war because of domestic doubt and opposition from the left. And then there's your call for the Iraqi government to declare martial law. Oh, Bill, that is so Saddam of you. Don't you understand that to declare martial law, you have to have a functioning military? And that the reason Menchaca and Tucker and 130,000 or so of our neighbors and family members are in Iraq is precisely because it doesn't have a functioning military? And that the reason it doesn't have a functioning military is because we smashed it, because Saddam Hussein... Well, let's not go there. Bill, does the name Eric Shinseki mean anything to you? On the assumption that it doesn't, let me explain that he was the Army Chief of Staff who was shown the door by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld after Shinseki said had the audacity to tell members of Congress that we would need several hundred thousand soldiers to control Iraq after an invasion.
Bill, it wasn't the press or the Democrats or the ACLU or Air America that sent our soldiers to Iraq in numbers that evidently are too small to control the place. It was Don Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz who did that. Because they had some notions about smaller, lighter, quicker forces that, well, let's not go there. Bill, I understand your dilemma. You want to blame somebody for outrages like the murders of Menchaca and Tucker, but if you put the blame where it really belongs, you have to say bad things about some people for whom you've been a cheerleader. It's okay, Bill. Nobody who cares about the truth takes you seriously anyway. Signed, Don Wycliffe, Associate Vice President for News and Information at the University of Notre Dame. Couldn't have said it better myself, Don. I'd love to get in a loofah fight with O'Reilly. Wouldn't that be fun? Both of us get naked and have those squirt bottles, big squirt bottles full of soap foam, and huge loofahs, since that seems to be his weapon of choice, so to speak. And the getting naked part would be just so much fun. I'd be willing to have that televised on cable. As a matter of fact, that's I'll just put it out on the air. Not that freak listens to Air America, but Bill, if you are listening, I challenge you to a naked loofah contest. Bare-ass naked, Bill, you and me. You're a big guy, too. You're tall. Be interesting to see where else you're big, wouldn't it? Huh? It'll be on cable TV. Maybe E! Channel. Maybe, I don't know, Fox News. And we both get naked, Bill, and we'll both have, let me see, 2-foot-long loofahs, maybe 3-foot-long loofahs. What else did he fantasize about, Kathy, besides the loofahs in his sex fantasies with his employees?
Other than just the fact that he kept saying, oh, you got nice boobs. I don't remember.
But wasn't there some other instrument of penetration that he was...
He got loofah confused with falafel, and other than that, I mean, I've been...
Oh, falafel, that's right.
I've been off almost since then.
That's right, falafel. All right. O'Reilly, I'm challenging you to a naked fight to the end with loofahs, huge plates of falafel, And great big those squirt guns full of soap foam.
Or tzatziki sauce.
Or tzatziki sauce. All right? I'll whip your ass, boy. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Hi, I'm Randy Rhodes, and I think it's time we got serious about peace. Thousands of Iraqis and U.S. soldiers are suffering every day in a senseless war in Iraq. So Independence Day, hundreds of moms are going to put their own bodies on the line in a historic hunger strike against the war, organized by Code Pink. They're going to Washington, D.C. to eat their last meal on July 3rd at 5 o'clock in front of the White House. But you can fast wherever you are in your own community. All the info is at troopshomefast.org. Troopshomefast.org.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out, check it out. Your GED right here, guarantee, Ma. Come on, check it out.
free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
620 KPOJ, Portland, Vancouver, Salem. Now an AM 620 KPOJ news update.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dave Schreiber. There are news conferences set for Friday in Miami and Washington after raids that resulted in the arrests of seven people. A federal law enforcement official says the arrests were made in connection with the early stages of a plot to attack the Sears Tower in Chicago and other buildings. In Miami, FBI agents swarmed a warehouse in the Liberty City area. One neighbor says the suspects had been sleeping in the warehouse while running what seemed to be a military boot camp. ABC's Luis Schiavone has more on what prompted the raids Thursday.
Exposing this cell is a coup in the ongoing war on terrorism. Anti-terrorism strategists have been alert for not just formal al-Qaeda cells, but also for freelancers with no specific connection to al-Qaeda, so-called homegrown terrorists. The FBI director has been talking about this recently.
ABC's Luis Schiavone in Washington. U.S. officials are defending their decision to use secret subpoenas to access international banking records. The subpoenas were part of a secret program aimed at choking off financial support for terrorism. Officials confirmed the subpoenas in response to news reports. A Democratic call for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq was defeated Thursday by Senate Republicans. One measure introduced by Senator John Kerry would have required that the Bush administration start pulling troops out by the end of the year. Senator Kerry spoke to ABC News following the defeat.
If you want a short and sweet about what their policy is, it's called lie and die. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Not being forthcoming to the American people about the truth on the ground and allowing young Americans and civilians in Iraq to die as a consequence.
Senator John Kerry, a Massachusetts Democrat. Wildfires continue to burn in California, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Services at 1-800-695-9092. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a personal debt analysis at 1-800-695-9092. Your confidential call with Care One Services will review your debt and show you how they can help reduce fees and consolidate your bills. People who call save an average of 30% in payments every month. So if you're over your head in debt, gather your bills and call now to receive your personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Hello?
Hello, Jane. It's Julie.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask about the party your son Tom is having tomorrow. Our daughter Megan is coming, and I just want to be sure there won't be any alcohol there. I hope you don't mind.
My husband and I had planned to be out of town this weekend, Julie. We didn't know anything about a party.
Oh, no.
If you're a parent, it never hurts to ask. For more information on talking with your kids about alcohol, visit NIAAA.NIH.gov. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Did you know you have the power to stop children from joining gangs? You can help a homeless father find a job and home for his family. You can assist a woman who can't afford the medicine she needs to live and the home she can't live without. Support Volunteers of America, and you can help improve the lives of nearly 2 million Americans each year. Support the programs that are working in our community. Contact Volunteers of America today. Call 1-800-899-0089.
KPOJ weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy through the rest of the night, with overnight temperatures dropping to right around the 50-degree mark. Morning clouds, midday and late-day sunshine later on Friday, low to mid-80s. The warm-up will continue for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 80s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Weather Channel, Sally Russell, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Randy Rhodes.
What do you want, Lars Larson?
What's your fascination with my gun? You keep bringing it up, and I...
Because it's on the wrong side. Women
want... What's it all about?
Women want the gun in the front, darling, not in the back.
Pointed and provocative.
I got both.
Why are you calling me? Because I'm kicking your ass in your own hometown?
No, no, no.
There's no one else like her.
Aaron,
why would you say that?
Oh, go to hell.
Afternoons with Randy Rhodes, 3 to 7.
Listen, it's Portland, buddy. You're done. Kiss it goodbye. I'm here. You're gone. Bye-bye. It's just the way it's going to be, Lars.
On AM 620 KPOJ.
Battery trouble? Before battery trouble leaves you stranded, get in the zone. AutoZone. Hot summer weather is murder on your car's battery. And the fact is, if your battery is more than 4 years old, chances are it won't make it through the summer. But AutoZone has quality batteries to fit virtually any car and any budget. So don't get stuck with a dead battery. Pick up a new battery from AutoZone and start strong all year long. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
There are families in your community who are living in substandard conditions and simply need a hand up, not a handout. Habitat for Humanity is providing that hand up, and you can help. Habitat's Cars for Homes program uses your donated car, truck, boat, or RV to help build decent, affordable homes in partnership with low-income families. Call toll-free 1-877-277-4344 or visit carsforhomes.org to see how your donated vehicle can make a difference for a family in your community.
You're tuned to AM 620 KPOJ. Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station. Now the Mike Malloy Show, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Ron in Briarwood, New York, emails in and says, will someone please throw a glass of cold water on the raving Senator Santorum and point out to him that what was found in Iraq was not a stockpile, but a junk pile. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Nancy Skinner is on the line. She is running in the 9th Congressional District in Michigan. We've had her on several times. You may get the impression that we'd like to see her be the new representative from the 9th District. And if you got that impression, well, by God, you'd be right. Hey, Nancy.
Mike, I'm just laughing because I started my morning this morning at 7 a.m. on the Martha Stewart show, and here I am.
On the Martha Stewart of the Night show.
Yeah.
You, what did you do on the Martha Stewart show, for God's sake?
Martha Stewart's channel, her new radio channel. The morning show with Lauren Presley, who is an old radio friend and had me on to talk about running for office at 7. And here I just think, Mike Malloy, Martha Stewart.
That's nice bookends to your day. I hope when this little chat is finished, you're going to get some sleep, right?
Oh, yes, we are. But we have a huge day tomorrow is the reason we're on the show again, to give you the big update on the national BFA contest. Right when we came on last week, we told you about this national online contest, democracyforamerica.com, right? Howard Dean's old organization that his brother Jimmy Dean runs now had an online contest, and they started it last week, and they chose 35 candidates from across the country, House candidates, that they endorsed, and you just go online and vote online. It's one of these, you know, online contests. Well, I was on your show last week, and of course, that helped me to finish in second place for the first round of voting.
Yay!
And then the runoff was this week, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow is the last day of voting. It closes at 5 p.m. And so far this week, I've been in first place almost the whole time, almost until today, Mike.
Oh,
and
no.
We went back and forth between first and second and first and second almost every hour. And at the end of the day, we're still in second. But we've had this contest ongoing, and tomorrow is the close of voting at 5 p.m. at this. It's the Grassroots All-Star Contest at democracyforamerica.com. So, I mean, I want everyone to go online. It's a free online vote. And
now, I'm not real happy to hear this because I voted for you in the finals. You get one vote. On each level of this, and I voted for you, I don't know, it was around 2 o'clock this afternoon when I got an email alert either from your staff or from DFA informing me that, here, the five or six finalists, what is there?
That it went to five finalists.
Five.
Runoff.
And there you were in second place. So, I clicked the little circle, and I thought, this will put her over the top. And now, you tell me that you're still in second when the day ended.
Well, it went back and forth all day,
Right.
And at the end of the day, we were in second. And so, hey, we're all Democrats, but I think, the point that it's the Netroots, and what we did in radio in terms of pioneering radio, I think it's an extension of what the Netroots has become.
Sure.
Because we went out there and we started to give a voice to Democrats and progressives all over the country because they were shut out. And what the Netroots have done is they've just expanded that exponentially, really, with blogs all over the country. And so I was at the Yearly Coast Convention in Las Vegas and really took the time to go out there. I don't think any of the other five finalists actually went to this convention, even though for some of them it was in their backyard.
Well, now, so, and now tell for people who don't know, tell them why it's important for you to win, quote, this particular online event.
Well, okay, it's the Netroots, and
right.
If whoever wins this contest, there will be an email solicitation to their entire list. It was about 500,000 when this thing started. It probably should be more than that. And they will ask the internet community to support this candidate with their small donations, but the small donations add up to, a big check to go against entrenched incumbents. And so I have a race, and I've received some really favorable input from some of the blog communities, really, because my race is so winnable. I'm in a 50-50 district with I am the Democratic candidate, and we have an incumbent who is vulnerable, Joan Olenberg, the infamous Alaska Bridges to Nowhere. And I think the more exciting thing, and I think more important thing, Mike, and you know how I feel so passionately about this, is that I believe we need to send a congresswoman from Detroit to Washington, D.C., to talk about how are we going to start greening our auto industry, how are we going to start making hybrid vehicles, more of them, plug-in hybrid vehicles, fuel cell vehicles. And so I can't imagine something more critical in our history right now than getting the vehicles right here because of, global warming, one, which is how I got started and everything, two, national security. We're dependent on this oil. Bush was right about one thing. We're addicted to oil. He just won't do anything about it. And for our, economy. And no matter what, I can't imagine something more imperative right now than dealing with our energy mix. And that has been my focus in being a congresswoman from the big three. From Detroit, I'm in the best position to do it.
Well, this is where I think I agree with you 100%, and I wish people who may be considering this online poll really consider voting for you because you've got the credentials. Before you were in radio, before you made the stab at politics, you were an environmentalist working in, I believe, wasn't it enforcement for the state of Illinois?
Well,
you were advising the governor. Or
yes.
If I got it all wrong.
Well, I know I ended up doing that, but that's not how I started out. I mean, it's about leadership, which has always been my whole thing is about leadership. And what I did was, it was funny, I was watching the Midwestern floods. It wasn't funny because there were disastrous floods of 1993. Remember that?
The
whole Midwest. And I said, look, here's an opportunity as these towns rebuild to rebuild them as models of environmental sustainability with all these technologies from wind to geothermal to solar to so many other biofuels to other technologies we could use and then make those communities models of how we really should be building our communities. So I called my dad who was a, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know my dad, Mike.
Sure.
And said, Dad, we should be doing this. What a great opportunity. We're going to spend billions anyways. The federal government, we should be supporting our objectives of the environment. And he said, what are you going to do, Nance? Call the White House? I said, yeah, actually I am.
Whoops.
And I did. I was on the phone for 2 weeks straight, and I called the White House, and they sent me EPA and DOE, and eventually about a month later, I was at the White House and seated around a table with representatives from 14 federal agencies, and they said, you know what? That's a really good idea.
Well, this given where we are, when I remember what happened with Katrina, that is the most graphic and visible example of what we're facing. And then the report that was released either yesterday or today that we are facing global temperature increases unlike anything in the past, up to 2,000 years, and on and on. Al Gore's film, Earth in the Balance, the whole thing, and the fact that this is no longer this idea of keeping the planet alive is no longer a political issue. It is a survival issue. And I think on that basis alone, Nancy, I know your politics on other things, but on that basis alone, we've got to have people like you who understand this in Washington. I just hope to hell that people will understand the seriousness of this and take the next step here and with this online poll and vote for you so that we'll open up resources to you. I really do. I hope this works because...
Well, Mike, you're my secret weapon. The Mike Malloy secret weapon.
Okay.
But, you know, it really is. Al Gore called it a planetary emergency.
Right.
He's right. It really is. I mean, there are a lot of issues, and I care about the budget, and I talk about the budget, all these other things. But this is something that if we don't get enough votes, of people in Congress who will act responsibly and take measures to, and I believe it'll help our economy because I think that's about.
Oh, I think it will too. It'll open up all brand new industries. Why shouldn't we do it? Why should we wait till the Chinese do it or the Japanese or the Germans? You're absolutely right, Nancy. It's got to work. Where do people go real quickly to vote?
DemocracyForAmerica.com. DemocracyForAmerica.com, or go to my website, NancySkinnerForCongress.com, for
okay.
all the contest details. They got to vote by 5 o'clock tomorrow, Mike, for me to win.
All right. Listen, Nancy, courage, as Dan Rather used to say, and let's see what happens tomorrow. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk again, okay?
Thanks, Mike. Okay.
All right, Nancy. Do it! Do it! Come on, you people who listen to this program. You know, you want to see a loofah contest fight between me and O'Reilly, then go vote for Nancy in this Democracy for America poll, please. Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Coming at you from the left side of the dial, it's Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the budget business program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong. Dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The generals haven't turned on her.
Look, it only took 3 years, and now George Bush has finally killed the boogeyman that he himself created when he invaded Iraq in the first place.
Randy Rhodes.
And it's just one long detour on Bush's never-ending journey to catch Osama bin Laden and to win the war on terror, which you can just imagine will happen at a time and place of Bush's choosing.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I'm guessing October 2007.
3 to 7.
Right before the election.
AM 620. KPOJ.
For Paralyzed Veterans of America, Montel Williams.
The events of the last few years and the war on terrorism have made us all think more seriously about the service, the sacrifice, and the care of America's veterans. Paralyzed Veterans of America is dedicated to ensuring that veterans with spinal cord injury or disease receive the best quality health care and benefits which they've earned. PVA funds research and education for the care and cure of paralysis, and they're leading the fight for civil rights and opportunities that maximize the independence of paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities. I am proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, and you can also help. For information, you can call toll-free 1-866-USA-4PVA. 1-866-USA-4PVA. Paralyzed Veterans of America, creating a better tomorrow.
Mike Malloy Show continues. Weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
Your host for a Peance, Breance future, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Well, the Karl Rove electoral, the Republicans' plan is in full swing. Seven people were arrested in the city of Miami over a plot to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago. Yes?
Can I just say something about that for a second? Well,
certainly.
Well, no, the thing that, forget whether it's the Sears Tower or the thing that happened in Florida, any of this stuff, whatever happened to Rainbow Ridge's candy-coated colored terror system?
I miss it.
Yeah. Does ever come on TV anymore and say, you know, there's terrorists who are going to blow up major U.S. landmarks. We're at orange today.
Well, it served its function. It was very effective in the run-up to the 2004 election, and now they have to have something else. So they have these bogus arrests.
Well, they don't have, you know, they ought to at least have some Vanna White type up there, you know, with a little color board, you know, raising like, you know, flipping letters or something saying, today we're at sea level. I mean, there's just nothing. I miss it. How do I know how scared I'm supposed to be?
Well, here you go. The FBI has, this is good, this is on BBC and Miami Herald. The FBI has arrested seven people in the U.S. city of Miami who are planning to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower and other targets, officials say. No weapons or bomb-making equipment was found. The seven, reportedly Americans, were detained in the poor Liberty City district in northern Miami. They had no apparent link to Al-Qaeda or any other international group, according to officials quoted by the AP. Another source, quoted by the Reuters news agency, said that the group had been infiltrated by a U.S. agent whom the members believed to be connected with Al-Qaeda. You can see what happened. The story I get from a friend in Miami is that, you know, these were some strutting, uniformed, unemployed, I don't want to say punks, but, you know, just neighborhood thugs who, you know, I like back in our old Italian neighborhood. You know, you hung out on the street corner and with the sleeveless T-shirt and you leaned up against your Mustang and you talked trash talk about what you were going to do to them You know, who is them? Well, every week it differed, you know. This week, them were the Negroes down the street. Next week, them were the Jews over there. The week after that, it was the Polish over there. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So apparently that's what this group was. They had no link to anything. But here comes a militarized FBI. Have you seen the pictures of these agents? Christ almighty, they look like interstellar time bandits. They look like they're ready to do battle with the forces of Tralfamador. Oh, my God. So the members of this group, right? It's a group. It's like, you know, we're hanging out on the street. Yeah, you know. Hey, mofo, turn your radio down. I'll come beat your ass, you know. The infiltrator was so obvious. And hey, man, what about Al-Qaeda? Hey, man, listen, want to blow up the Sears Tower or something? Hey, would you? The members of this group thought he was Al-Qaeda. Jesus God. According to the FBI, the seven are not posing any immediate danger. FBI spokesman Richard Colco said, quote, there's no immediate threat to Miami or any other area. We're just out here running around like asses playing soldier boy. The 12 to 15 men, apparently there were 12 or 15 of them, but they only got seven. You know, the rest of them, one witness said they're in the water, which means they, I don't know, they jumped in one of those canals where the alligators live. Oh, my God. The 12 to 15 men in their 20s and 30s appeared to be from Haiti and from the Bahamas. Oh, how can you tell when somebody, by looking at them, is from Haiti? Let's see. Let me look in the mirror here. Oh, I appear to be from Slovakia, but I'm not. Huh?
Maybe they had, like, some naughty dreadlocks or something.
Well, that wouldn't be Haiti. Maybe they were skinny and eating pieces of boards and stuff because they're so hungry in Haiti. Who knows? And from the Bahamas? Well, that would be kind of mocha-skinned people who spoke like that, wouldn't it? With sort of a British accent. Oh, I can't do it. But anyway, FBI Director Robert Mueller appearing on CNN's Larry King Live program. Jesus Christ. Hey, we busted all these terrorists. Quick. Let me get on Larry King's program. Is my makeup on straight? Mueller said he couldn't comment in detail on the investigation, but he said it involved both arrest warrants and search warrants. Whoa! Isn't that classified? Bush administration officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the Liberty City operation was led by federal officers belonging to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Russell Schweiss, a spokesman for Governor Jeb Bush, said that the governor was briefed on the federal investigation on Florida by the Florida Department of FBI. Schweiss could not provide any details on what Bush was told about the FBI's actions and a partridge in a pear tree. You see how this is going to play out, don't you, truth seeker? Hold on to your ass, because over the next 5 months, there's going to be all sorts of arrests. Oh, my God. The Sears Tower in Chicago. Do we have a tower here? Yeah, we do. If we don't, let's build one. Where else are going to tower? Oh, yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge. That'll be next. L.A. Express Airport. LaGuardia. Empire State Building. It's all coming down. It's all coming down.
Yeah, I hear the Dominicans are after the...
The Dominicans, yes. The Puerto Ricans. Let me see. Hondurans. People from El Salvador.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Coming at you from the left side of the dial, it's Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-509-4205 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-509-4205 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until until you know your options.
We cannot help unless you call 1-800-509-4205 today.
Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-509-4205 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
A good news story from AleveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary.
It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Because Lewis and Clark left one civilization only to find dozens of others that, despite everything, are still here today. Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover, because their trail winds through us all.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Okay, go ahead.
I have something very
sound it out.
Important.
Good.
To talk to kids about reading with your children. Most kids want to read. If you spend even a little time with them every night, it will help a lot. It will help what's this word?
Take each letter at a time.
Motivate.
Good job.
What's it mean?
Well, it means to encourage or, you know, help someone do something better.
Help motivate them to try harder, which can help them become better readers even faster.
Excellent.
When kids read better, it builds their confidence, and that can make a big difference in a kid's life while they grow up.
You're getting really good.
Thanks, Dad.
Keep going.
Reading with you.
For more ideas on how to be a better dad, call 1-800-790-DADS. This has been a message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
All right, what do you want to read next?
AM 620 KPOJ, with a few simple words of advice.
Proceed slowly and with caution.
Don't go gambling with Bill Bennett.
Money, 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 money.
Don't go boating with Duke Cunningham.
Will you just let that go, will you?
Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Why can't I have more advance warning?
A public service of Portland's only progressive talk station.
Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society?
AM 620 KPOJ.
It's a wake-up call. It's time to get serious about preparation and to understand that the threat is very real.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, recorded by Roger Kilfoyle, New York City firefighter. The topic, getting serious.
It's irrelevant where you live or how many people live in your community or other variables like that. It's America. America's the target, not just New York. We know there are some positive things that you can do to better prepare yourself and your family. It's simple steps to prepare yourself for events that may be out of your control. So, you know, having these little supplies together, you can prepare for problems that may happen.
Learn to be prepared at www.ready.gov or call for a free brochure, 1-800-BE-READY. That's 1-800-237-3239. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Ed Schultz.
The killing of Zarqawi, which is a good thing if we're going to end this.
Noon to 3.
All of a sudden, those who have stood with a flawed policy, those who have stood with all the lies and shredding of the Constitution and everything else, all of that.
Tackling the tough issues.
They're all, it's all for good. It's all for good.
The Ed Schultz Show.
You know what I look forward to is the day that the President of the United States can fly into Baghdad and everybody knows he's coming.
Noon to 3.
That's what we're working towards.
AM 620, KPOJ. Back to more Mike Malloy. Weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620, KPOJ. Portland's progressive talk station.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
The 26 before the hour, if you go to MiamiHerald.com and take a look at the photograph of the two FBI agents, one's on a cell phone. All right, honey, I'll get it. I'll pick it up. A half gallon of milk and some bread. All right. But if you look at these FBI agents, the way they're dressed, all sorts of gear, unbelievable gear, mountain climbing gear, parachuting gear, it appears, survival gear, radios that apparently don't work because they're on their cell phone, fully automatic weapons, sidearms, tear gas canisters, grenades, Jesus God! Boy, am I surprised. I caught a bit on the news tonight of, is it the Senate Judiciary Committee that is chaired by, who's the Pennsylvania Democrat, Arlen Specter? Republican. I don't know what the committee was. But anyway, he had sitting in front of him this guy named Whitaker, who is the CEO of AT&T, and there were five or six of these telecom executives who had been summoned before the committee to talk about the fact that they give information about your and my phone calls to the federal government, to the Bush crime family. Now, you know when the story broke and everybody went ballistic for, two or three news cycles. And then Bush signed off on an executive order saying that the SEC could relax the rules requiring corporations to tell the truth because of a matter of national security here. So immediately all the three major telecoms said, no, we didn't do it. We didn't. You know, lying through their teeth. You knew they were lying. I knew that the whole world knew they were lying. But this is a game we play in this country now. And Arlen Specter, who had threatened to have these people hauled before his committee, and then he was told by the Republicans to the other Republicans to shut up and sit down or they would activate his cancer again. And so he did shut up and sit down for a while, but then he got him in there today. So there these sons of bitches sat. Did you see what happened with this Whitaker Nazi? And, oh, my God, he looked like somebody from one of the Nazi factories in Germany in the 30s where they had the Jews and the Poles and the Russians doing slave labor. This guy was incredible. And he more or less told Arlen Specter to go pound sand up his sphincter muscle. Specter kept saying, are you giving information on your customers to the government? And this pig sat there and said, we follow the law. And Specter said, I'm asking you a direct question. I'm giving you a direct answer. Do you give it? I told you, we follow the law. And this went back and forth. I thought Specter was going to blow an artery. This corporate pig sat there and refused to answer. The contempt just dripped from his mouth as he told Specter, we follow the law. We follow the law. Sorry, Senator. And finally, Specter said, your answer is contemptuous. And this animal sat there and said, we follow the law, Senator. The sneer. I mean, here, it was just unbelievable, but it was an epiphanous moment for me. That's it. That's the first time I've seen corporate CEOs lie their asses off in front of committees before. Look what the tobacco industry murderers did. But this is the first time I have seen a corporate CEO sitting in front of a Senate committee, more or less giving the chairman of that committee the finger and just daring him to keep answering the question. Spectre at one point said, I'm getting tired of asking you the same question. And this Whitaker said, I'm getting tired of hearing the same question. The unbelievable contempt of this bastard. Now, why? Why was he doing it? Why is this Whitaker, the AT&T CEO, doing it? Because he knows he can. Because it is, we may be beyond the point of no return. Government is not here to serve the people anymore. Government is here to serve the corporations because the Bush crime family is owned by the corporations. The Republican Party is owned by two sick factions, the corporate thugs and the Christian killers. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's why some troll like Pat Robertson can suggest the assassination in Jesus' name of Hugo Chavez, and that's why this Whitaker troll can sit there in front of a Senate committee and tell the senators to kiss his ass. That's my answer. You don't like my answer? Do something about it. You don't like my answer? Tough. Now, for public consumption, AT&T said yesterday it was revising its privacy policies. And it was explaining to customers that we own your phone records and we can hand it over to whomever we want when it's necessary. So, screw you if you don't like it. The changes take effect tomorrow and come at a time when AT&T and other phone companies face lawsuits claiming they aided a U.S. government domestic spying program by giving the NSA call records of millions of customers without their permission. Now, AT&T said their new policy was aimed at helping customers understand its practices better and doesn't change how it treats customer information. This is for your own good. This is for your own good. A spokesman, Michael Coe, for AT&T said, we are not changing how we treat customer information. It is sacred to us. We updated our policy to make the language clearer and easier for our customers to understand. Oh, my God. Let's play, we called and we recorded it. Okay, let's do it. You got it ready?
Thank you for calling AT&T, where it's always a pleasure to serve you. Now please listen closely as our menu options have changed since your last call. For English, press 1. Para Español, marque el número 2 y un agente del INS le asistirá pronto. For billing questions, press 1. To add new features to your account, press 2. For important new information about your privacy rights as an American citizen, press 3. For all other calls, I'm sorry, I did not recognize your response.
We got the wrong one here? Oh, God, I want to hear that again. All right, well, we'll find it and play it after the next break, because that... We just couldn't believe what we heard.
And that's just a little tease for you.
You're right. Oh, my God. It was a dramatic moment for me because up to this point, I thought that there was still a chance, with the exception of maybe the energy industry, which owns the White House. But I didn't realize how corrupt this government of the Republicans, of by and for the Republicans and for corporate America had really become. My bad. I've said before, I'm a high school graduate, so sometimes it takes things a little bit longer to sink into my head than it does somebody that went to, DeKalb Technical College here in Georgia, I guess. This was astonishing to watch. To see the head of AT&T just absolutely refusing under oath to say anything that he didn't want to say, and then challenging the Republican chairman of the committee to do something about it. It was just the contempt from this Whitaker's voice was so thick you could cut it with a bone cord splicer. It was unbelievable. And the look on Spector's face and his body language, you know, those guys, Senator Sitt, they're elevated, always elevated above the witness table. That's deliberate. That's deliberate. That's to impose upon the witnesses the majesty of where they are. They are, after all, before a United States Senate committee, by God! Which, to most people, I guess, would be fairly intimidating. Not to corporate CEOs. Not anymore. Hey, you little rat bastard, we put you there, we can take you out. All right, Spectre, we almost got you the last time, we'll get you the next time. Don't sit there and quiz me. I am America.
Air America Radio. It's the Mike Malloy Show on AM 620 KPOJ.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award-winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake, and Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now, rated R for violence and language.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Evening 7 to 10.
What is the reason for being of Bill O'Reilly and Don Rumsfeld?
The Majority Report.
What is the reason they exist? It would be to whip people into an emotional frenzy that will undercut any intellectual acumen or thought anyone has.
Straight talk.
That will then support policies and plans that are counterproductive to the majority of people.
The Majority Report.
How they get out of bed in the morning, I have no idea.
Evening 7 to 10, AM 620, KPOJ.
Portland's progressive talk station.
Hey, kid, over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. With your GED right here, guaranteed. Hey, Ma, come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
More Mike Malloy, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
Today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
Thank you for calling AT&T, where it's always a pleasure to serve you. Now please listen closely as our menu options have changed since your last call. For English, press 1. Para Español, marque el número 2 y un agente del INS le asistirá pronto. For billing questions, press 1. To add new features to your account, press 2. For important new information about your privacy rights as an American citizen, press 3. For all other calls, I'm sorry, I did not recognize your response. If you're calling from your home telephone, press 1. Our records indicate that your billing address is 424 Azalea Avenue. If this is correct, press 1. Thank you for your inquiry. Please choose from the following options to help us better direct your call. Main menu. If you did not vote in the last election, press 0. If you voted for George Bush in the last election, press 1. If you voted for another candidate, press 2. Thank you. Your call will now be routed to our Special Services Department for further assistance. Please hold on through the short series of beeps and someone will be with you shortly. Please do not hang up or change locations during this time as you will only lose your place in line. We appreciate your business and your patience. You may feel a slight vibration through your telephone during this brief connection process. Your selection indicates that you may not have voted for President Bush in the last election. If this is correct, press 1. If this is not correct, please hang up now and carefully unplug your telephone from the wall jack for a minimum of 5 minutes. If you're unsure how to do this, please press 99 and someone from our Inside Wiring Safety Department will assist you. Are you still there? Please press 1 to verify that you did not vote for the current president in the last election. Thank you for verifying your selection. Please hold for the next available special services operator to assist you. Again, please do not hang up or make any unnecessary moves throughout your home, as this will only delay our ability to help you. Thank you for your patience. As a valued customer, AT&T understands your concerns about the probable sharing of your telephone records with government entities who are trying to protect you from undue bodily harm perpetrated by evil terrorists. AT&T is committed to your safety and security, and we respect your privacy rights as defined by the President's interpretation of current law during a time of war. Because you are a concerned citizen and a valued AT&T client, you are eligible to receive a special loyalty gift free of charge. Now please continue to hold so an operator can assist you in receiving this important prize. There's no need to enter your mailing address or phone number as we have this information in our records. Please wait through the silence for further instructions. You will not incur any additional charges while you are on hold. We appreciate your patience. Your expected hold time at Gitmo is approximately 10 years. AT&T, your private information delivered.
God. Oh, well, the reality of that certainly was verified today by the CEO of AT&T, who less than politely told Arlen Specter to go to hell. It was really something to see. I've been asked to let you in on a an interview that was conducted on Head On Radio. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com is where I want you to go. Head On, like in Head On Collision, RadioNetwork.com. An interview with Lieutenant Watada. This is the soldier who has refused to go to Iraq. He's refused his orders to go to Iraq. He's been muzzled and confined to base. But our good friend Bob at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com managed to get an interview. This is a story that I've been asked to report on, to bring up for discussion, and I have not. And the reason I have not is just simply there has not been the time. But an interview is readily available, and I think you ought to hear it. So go to HeadOnRadioNetwork.com, and you'll find it. It's the interview with Lieutenant Watada. All right? HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. And check it out. What is this? This is from Mary in Denver. Mike, according to an endearing profile of AT&T CEO Edward Whitaker Jr. from Business Week Online, April 12, 1999, quote, Whitaker's ranch in suburban San Antonio is rife with deer, two zebras, and rattlesnakes, which Whitaker casually kills by pinning them with a stick and crushing their heads. His favorite ranch activity is driving his Caterpillar tractor to move debris and dig holes. I've been known to run over trees and do stupid things, but I like to do that, he says. End quote. Oh, my God. Thanks, Mary. That's right out of Business Week Online. Sounds like a Bushco kind of guy, you know, Texan and all that. He casually kills by pinning them with a stick and crushing their heads. Jesus Christ. Hey, Arlen Specter, go straight to hell.
Speaking of Dick Cheney, we'll have some Dick Cheney sounds when we come back.
Some Dick Cheney sounds? Clear! This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for The Forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Attention swimmers, get out of the water. Everybody, out of the water immediately.
Dude, what's that? It's a pair of thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom, who's been swimming a lot with her kids, must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AIDS has killed more children worldwide than there are in all the grade schools in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
620 KPOJ, Portland, Vancouver, Salem. Now an AM 620 KPOJ news update.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Dave Schreiber. Seven arrests in Miami in what is called a plot to attack buildings in Chicago and Miami. A federal law enforcement official says there was a plot to attack the Sears Tower. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more on how the arrests took place.
Agents infiltrated the group with a government informant who allegedly led them to believe he was a member of Al-Qaeda. Sources claim the men swore allegiance to Al-Qaeda. According to sources, the FBI decided to make the arrests after the men discussed purchasing ammonium nitrate, the same explosive used in the Oklahoma City bombing. But the sources emphasize no explosives have been found, and it is unclear how far along the plot was. The threat was apparently not imminent.
ABC's Pierre Thomas in Washington. Wildfires have been burning in California, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. ABC's Neil Karlinski is in Sedona, Arizona.
In the canyons between Sedona's spectacular Red Rock Mountains, crews are fighting a hot, stubborn fire in some of the toughest conditions imaginable. While planes and helicopters work the fire from above, small teams of wildland firefighters clear away the brush and grass that feeds this fire. They're keeping pace with it where they can, but for the most part, the terrain is too rugged.
ABC's Neil Karlinski in Sedona, Arizona, where the fire covers more than 3,000 acres north of the scenic community. A sandstorm caused a deadly pileup on a Texas Panhandle highway Thursday. The authorities say there were 27 wrecks that took place in an 11-mile stretch. One person was killed, 12 were hurt. Oscar-winning actress Nicole Kidman will marry country singer Keith Urban this weekend in Sydney. Kidman, who won a 2002 Academy Award for her role in the film The Hours, had a very public divorce from actor Tom Cruise in 2001. I'm Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-304-7712 now and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-304-7712. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-304-7712.
Listen live, weekday morning, 6 to 9.
They say, well, we're making the world a safer place by occupying Iraq. I'm sorry, I don't think so.
Tom Hartman.
What we've done, we've established a precedent for countries to attack each other.
Conservatives can't spin fast enough to keep up.
We've caused other countries like Iran and North Korea to invest in nuclear weapons or start developing nuclear weapons because they see us as a country that will invade anybody who isn't strong enough to stop them.
Tom Hartman.
This is not making the world a safer place.
Weekdays, 6 to 9.
It's making the world a more dangerous place.
On AM 620, KVOJ, Ed Schultz.
Gay marriage, this year we go with another election year savior for the conflicted right.
Noon to 3.
I say the conflicted right because they're conflicted over the fact that really nothing's worked out.
The unmistakable sound of the truth.
But this faith issue will save them from rapture.
The Ed Schultz Show.
And they want it tagged with news copy that Democrats are godless, and here we go with more fear, smear, and distortion.
Noon to 3.
The sad thing here is that this is all part of American politics.
AM 620, KPOJ.
Rest of the night with overnight temperatures dropping to right around the 50-degree mark. Morning clouds, midday and late-day sunshine later on Friday, low to mid-80s. The warm-up will continue for Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 80s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Weather Channel, Sally Russell, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Conservatives can't spin fast enough to keep up.
My eyes were glued to the Intelligence Committee hearing.
Randy Rhodes.
Hayden is sitting there in front of Congress, and each time a Democrat asks a question, it's why haven't you briefed the entire Intelligence Committee as required by law? And he says, well, I can't tell you, got to tell you in closed session.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
And then every Republican would greet him with, he was magnificent.
3 to 7.
Why are they banning gay marriage in one room in the Senate and the other room in the Senate? They're practically sending each other flowers.
AM 620, KPOJ.
Hi, I'm Mike Farrell. We hear a lot about youth violence today, what's causing it, how to stop it. We now know that people who do violence to others often begin by abusing animals. Animal cruelty is serious business with serious consequences for all of us. If you see an adult or a child hurting an animal, please report it to the proper authorities immediately. A child who abuses an animal is often himself abused, and the cycle must stop. For more information, contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
757-622-PETA.
Hi, this is Bruce Hornsby. I'm here to tell you that when it comes to housing discrimination, that's not the way it has to be. Some things can change and should, and you can help. Join the effort to end housing discrimination by becoming a member of the National Fair Housing Alliance today. Visit our website at www.nationalfairhousing.org. Fair housing is not an option, it's the law.
Thanks for listening to AM 620, KPOJ. Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station. Now the Mike Malloy Show, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ.
It's about 7 past the hour. The latest identity a theft. Have you heard about this? Matthew in Phoenix emailed me. He said, Mike, who's supposed to protect us Americans from identity theft? Answer, the Federal Trade Commission. Really? I didn't know that. Who had their computer network hacked into today and had all company personnel personal information taken, which includes photographs, social security numbers, identity cards, addresses, etc., etc.? Answer, the Federal Trade Commission. Observation. Just one more piece of evidence of the superior stupidity of the American Nazis that ruled this country. I didn't hear about that. Have you heard about that? That FTC was hacked? Jesus. This is from Harris. Mike, as a Vietnam vet living in Michigan's 15th district, we are in a downriver Detroit area neighborhood, mostly working class or blue-collar auto workers what's left of us. I think it's time for Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow to retire as soon as their terms are over. I'm shocked that they would vote with the Republicans to keep our troops in Bush's illegal war. They will never get my vote again. They're out of touch with the ones that sent them to Washington and the rest of America if they vote for more of Bush's war. That's in reference to that hideous vote today. Speaking of things hideous, Darth Cheney was interviewed by John King, CNN's John King, on that network tonight. And what do we have here? Just two clips? That's all? That's all I can stomach from this thug. Listen, listen to this vampire gleefully discuss the horrific bloodshed in Iraq. Now, it may just be me, but does Cheney sound positively orgasmic as he talks about all the dead Iraqis, which is how he measures progress? Now, John King says, has the Iraqi government been told privately, you need to meet certain benchmarks, training your troops, improving security by a date certain, because the American people are not going to pay for this forever?
No, I think they know full well that we're expecting them to take on more and more responsibility. It's one of the reasons the president went to Baghdad recently. In all of our conversations with them, they know what we're trying to do, and they've stepped up to that task and that responsibility. The fact of the matter is, obviously, we've lost a lot of people, which we wish we hadn't lost anybody. But the heavy casualties are being taken by the Iraqis. There are a lot more Iraqis being becoming casualties in this conflict.
Woo-hoo! Dead Iraqis! Lots more becoming casualties. Call my wife Lynn and pass that Nitro and Viagra cocktail over here. I think I feel a Woody coming on. Hello? Jesus, God. On the Democrats' proposal to withdraw troops, now, when you listen to this answer, according to this cyborg vampire, if the Democrats get their way, which they didn't, then Al-Qaeda wins. It's that simple, truth seeker. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep the Christian thugs in a situation with sentences they can easily digest. John King says, you disagree with the Democrats' plans for troop withdrawal, but they're stepping into a political environment in which the American people, clearly some have anger, some have dissatisfaction, some have doubts about the war and the administration's plan for the war. In fact, 54% of the American people say it's a mistake. 55% say things are going badly in Iraq. 53% in our polling say the American people actually support a withdrawal timetable. Why is it that this administration has failed to articulate to the American people then?
Well, they're wrong. We do have a plan. It's there for anybody who wants to take a look at it. The Democrats have repeatedly made this charge. It's simply not the case. There's a good plan in place. We are making significant progress. Again, I come back to the basic proposition. What happens in the global war on terror if the United States bails out in Iraq? And that's exactly what withdrawal is. So you're going to take your troops out before the conflict is over with. You're not going to complete the mission if we follow the Democrats' advice. And in fact, we will have set up a situation in which the Al-Qaeda types can win.
How would you know, you cowardly son of a bitch, what constitutes a workable battle plan? How would you know? You had 4 student deferments and then knocked up Lynn in order to stay out of the military and then bragged to the Washington Post years later, I had better things to do with my time in the 60s. You evil bastard. You evil bastard. So regarding the polls, he says, well, they're wrong. Well, there's a surprise. He thinks we're wrong. There's a good plan in place, he says. Where is it? We're making significant progress. And by progress, he means dead Iraqis. That's how he measures progress. Kill them all. But our Lord and Savior sort them out, right? But when he says, what happens in the global war on terror if the United States bails out in Iraq? And that's exactly what withdrawal is. You're going to take your troops out before the conflict is over with. You're not going to complete the mission. What's the mission again, what's the mission again? I've yet to hear what the mission is exactly. Didn't Chuckle Nuts say mission accomplished? What are you talking about? You've got your toy government in place, right? You yourself, you cyborg son of a bitch, tell the American people there's 200,000 fully trained and ready to trot Iraqi troops? Eh? Eh? There are no weapons of mass destruction, so why do we have 135,000 troops there? What's the mission? You evil, degenerate pig. What's the mission? What's the mission? Huh? If we follow Democrats' advice, you're not going to complete the mission. And in fact, we will have set up a situation in which the Al-Qaeda types can win. Oh, my God, I hate these people. Truly, deeply. What's the third word? Madly. Somebody sent this to me. I got to share this with you before we go to your phone calls. This is from the National Jewish Democratic Council, NJDC. It's an email that was sent out. And this very much in line with the warnings I always hand out to our Jewish listeners, as if they come to me for warnings about how the Republicans use them, especially where it concerns the Israeli-Palestinian situation. But here's what the NJDC sent out to its members. Greetings. Here we go again. The Texas Republican Party just declared, quote, America is a Christian nation, close quote, in their 2006 party platform. But these old tricks don't have to work. We'll tell you below how you can fight back. The rhetoric is shameful. It is the worst sort of cynical gamemanship our politicians can employ. It is divisive rhetoric that turns our nation's great strength, diversity, into a weakness. The Texas Republican Party, the party of many Bushes, George W., Laura, George Herbert Walker, recent congressional giants, DeLay, Army, Hutchinson, Cornyn, and even henchmen par excellence, Karl Rove, should be ashamed of itself. America is currently at war. We're trying to stitch together a country, Iraq, where religious differences have led it to the brink of civil war. How can Texas Republicans urge Iraqis to overcome centuries of animus between Shias and Sunnis while demeaning the millions of loyal Americans who are not Christian? Jews, Hindus, Muslims, atheists, etc. There are patriotic Americans from each of these groups who are sacrificing themselves over in Iraq in the name of unity and tolerance that Texas Republicans would deny them back in the United States. This is why the National Jewish Democratic Council urges all Texas Republicans to disavow this disgraceful platform. We want to get as many key Texas Republicans as possible on the record acknowledging that non-Christians are fully Americans. Oh, my God. How can you help? We want Americans of goodwill, be they Texan or not, Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or Christian, to call as many Texas Republican offices as possible and then to report back to us on your conversations. Now, we then ask you to send an email to texasproject@njdc.org recounting your experiences. Did the staffer answer your question directly? What did they say? Did the staffer offer any interesting arguments? Did anything funny happen? Did the office get back to you as promised? Did the staffer seem embarrassed by their party's platform? We expect the conversations will vary. Elements of each will be amusing, frightening, and potentially even refreshing should we get an office holder on the record rejecting their party's bigotry. We hope to collect the most interesting emails and publish them to our blog and email list. And then they offer some suggested talking points and questions. And they put in parentheses, but be creative. Oh, my God. So to speak. A little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you get away. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you get away. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
feeling, dreading each and every time your phone rings because it might be one of your creditors looking to collect? Well, pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA will negotiate and settle all your credit card debt for about half of what you owe without filing bankruptcy. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you need to call 800-516-6568 now. Debt Relief USA has been helping thousands of people just like you become debt-free, in most cases in less than 36 months, excluding Maryland and New York.
My credit card bills were out of control. I was maxed out and $22,000 in debt. I had no idea how I was going to pay off the money I owed, much less make my monthly payment. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me, and I settled for only 40% of what I owed. I am back in control. Thank you, Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-516-6568. Pay your creditors. Avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-516-6568. 800-516-6568.
Big Eddie is in the house.
Here's what the righties want us to talk about. 2008.
Ed Schultz, noon to 3.
They can't get enough of 2008, and they can't get enough of Hillary right now. They want to fly ahead of all these Dukester problems. They want to fly ahead of everything that's on the table right now.
The Ed Schultz Show.
The port deal, the NSA, the possible civil war in Iraq.
Noon to 3.
$75 million for promoting democracy in Iran. I mean, they want to forget all of those stories.
AM 620, KPOJ.
The whole family came over to my house for a cookout. Mom was setting the table and, like always, giving us advice on how we should be raising our kids. All of a sudden, Mom dropped the forks. She didn't even try to pick them up.
Mom, are you okay?
Then she started slurring her words and acting confused. My sister told Mom to go lie down and rest a while, but I called 911. I'd heard a speaker at church talk about stroke, and Mom's symptoms looked like stroke to me. I knew she had to get to a hospital and get treatment fast. An hour after Mom got to the hospital, she was talking normally, and she was her old self, believe me. The first thing she asked was who stayed home to look after the kids.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
AM 620 KPOJ believes in activism, and activism begins with you. Contact the United States White House comment line at 1-202-456-1414. In the state of Oregon, contact the governor at 503-378-3111. In the state of Washington, contact the governor at 360-902-4111. With your help, we can make a difference. AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
So, you guys ready to jump out of this perfectly good airplane and become men?
This was a crazy idea!
No way, man! This is way too cool! Remember we made a deal that when we turned 18 we could do something like this?
Yeah, but I have some unfinished business to take care of!
Like what? Taking out life insurance?
No, registering with Selective Service. It's what a man's gotta do!
Are you crazy? We're jumping out of a plane at 12,000 feet and all you can think about is Selective Service?
Well, yeah!
He's right, you know. Registering with Selective Service on your 18th birthday keeps you eligible for college loans, federal jobs, and job training. When you guys land, you can register online at www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at any post office. It's as quick and easy to do as pulling your ripcord.
Let's do it then. 3, 2, 1.
Happy landings, guys, and don't forget to register.
It's the law.
Continues weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 22 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. Brother Sky Blue is checking in from Memphis. Hey, Brother Sky Blue, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, fine. Yeah, Mike, I got me an apartment. I look out over my fifth floor balcony. I see St. Jude Hospital. We just got a 50,000, $50 million grant from the Chili's restaurant over here at the St. Jude Hospital.
Wow.
I can see that pyramid going across. Now, I was thinking about FEMA came out on the new one of the, in the news, one of the cable news sets, with the news. They said they found a couple living in one of them trailers that wouldn't qualify. And they were, anybody in America, who got several hundred of them, I don't know, a couple thousand sitting over here in Arkansas, they ain't been able to put, anybody that wants to live in one of them trailers, wouldn't you think they would be qualified to live in, anywhere in America?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, down here in Tennessee, we got this. Mike, you remember that Opus? You with that Opus Day, aren't you? I've been watching on that History Channel. Arthur Kent. Arthur Kent's cool, man.
I'm not with Opus Day.
But yeah, no, you believe in a life of uses, and that's the true Christian doctrine. You know, a life of practical uses in society, and that's what Emanuel Swedenborg teaches. Yeah, well, you know, this Joel Osteen and this fanatical evangelical bunch. Yeah, and the poor black people, like the black church, they're kind of led by these evangelicals. It's Joel Osteen, he has them, thousand of them come down here in Houston, man, to his compact in his stadium. Yeah, they scrub up, get in their SUVs, come down and bring their Bible. He said, hold your Bible up now, man. He said, you believe everything that's in it, man, all the promises, all right. And then he gives them a little pep talk.
Right.
Yeah. And in these black churches, you know, they jump up and down and ask like little pep rallies for Jesus and stuff. But, you know, they got all this land down here on the Gulf Coast. Yeah, I took English, freshman English several times. I took sociology. They ought to be able to make little communities down here. Let them black people instead of building them casinos all along that Gulf Coast, make a few little black communities down there, build them a couple of towns down there, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, Brother Sky, always good to hear from you.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right,
good to hear. Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Whew. Yeah, all the way through. We even got to the... Goodbye. Bye. Have we lost our signal? Or are we still on the air? We're still okay? All right, I just heard a weird click, and I thought, oh, my God. The Emanuel Swedenborg button was pushed. When Brother Sky talks about black churches and the praise in the Lord that goes on in there, absolutely. You know, I've said many times, I used to go to the Wheat Street Baptist Church over here on the corner of Auburn Avenue and Wheat Street in Atlanta, just to feel the Spirit. You cannot go into a tensely powerful church like that, especially on late Sunday morning when the choirs are warming up, without feeling the Spirit. I don't give a damn what your religion is, or if you're no religion like me, if you're total atheist, it doesn't make any difference. You can feel that invisible force moving. But I'll tell you what, and I wanted to get to this with Brother Sky, but didn't. If you really want to see and feel the power of the Lord, you got to go up to one of these North Georgia mountain towns, and where it's all white people. They don't allow black folk to live up there. But you go into one of these little mountain towns that hasn't been taken over by the developers yet, and find yourself like the First Four Square Church or one of these churches back off a dirt road, and where they get together usually two, three nights a week, and handle snakes. And I want to tell you something. You have not seen the power of the Lord until you see those people standing up there, those old white people with a burlap sack. And that old sack, they bring it out, and it's just squirming and jumping. And they got tambourines beating, and the ladies are up there, you know, and they ain't got no teeth, but they're singing and praising Jesus. And one of the deacons reaches in there, and he's just sweating, and he reaches his hand and comes up with this great big old timber rattler, big old viper. It starts waving it over his head. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, Jesus!
listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Coming at you from the left side of the dial, it's Mike Malloy on AM 620 KPOJ.
Entrepreneur. Smart word. So smart, it's almost a different language. Look it up. Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we admire entrepreneurs, and not just for their bilingual skills, but also for their courage, and for the big thinking they show by opening a small business and joining the Budget Business Program. Yes, the Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. That's $2 back every day. No wonder Budget won the 2006 Entrepreneur Magazine Business Travel Award as the best car rental value for small businesses. Such an entrepreneur thing to do. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business to sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Okay, go ahead.
I have something very
sound it out.
Important.
Good.
To talk to dads about reading with your children. Most kids want to read. If you spend even a little time with them every night, it will help a lot. It will help most. What's this word?
Take each letter at a time.
Motivate.
Good job.
What's it mean?
Yeah, it means to encourage or, you know, help someone do something better.
Help motivate them to try harder, which can help them become better readers even faster.
Excellent.
When kids read better, it builds their confidence, and that can make a big difference in a kid's life while they grow up.
You're getting really good.
Thanks, Dad.
Keep going.
Reading with you.
For more ideas on how to be a better dad, call 1-800-790-DADS. This has been a message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
All right, what do you want to read next?
AM 620 KPOJ, with a few simple words of advice.
Proceed slowly and with caution.
Don't go gambling with Bill Bennett.
Money, 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 money.
Don't go boating with Duke Cunningham.
Will you just let that go, will you?
Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Why can't I have more advance warning?
A public service of Portland's only progressive talk station.
Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society?
AM 620 KPOJ.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer? Shouldn't we pick a place to meet?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
How do we keep in touch with each other if the phones don't work? Should I be worried how we all get home?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
You should stay where I am and wait for you, or go to Grandma's house since it's closer. Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom? If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Northwest Veterans for Peace are advocates for veterans and their families with an active outreach program. Northwest Veterans for Peace believe that if young people are well educated in the reality of war, they'll be less likely to support war as a means of settling disputes. Since the first casualty of war is the truth, they conduct a speakers bureau to give future adults an honest perspective. Support Northwest Veterans for Peace and help veterans in need. Let's give peace a chance and see war as a last resort only option. Visit peaceveterans.org today.
Back to more Mike Malloy, weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
26 before the hour. Back to the phone calls. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi there, Mike. Well, hey. I've got an update for Kathy on that terror alert color code thing. For the last year, it's been at brown. Now, and of course, we know what brown signifies. As far as what you were saying at the beginning of the program about wrapping your head around the fact that only 13 people voted for this bill, what I can't wrap my head around is the fact that during our June 6th primary here in California, about 80% of the vote went to Dianne Feinstein as opposed to the other candidate that you had in your show. And I just can't understand how people can keep voting for Feinstein the way they are.
Yeah, I can't either. I guess to some people, the idea of voting for a pro-war Democrat is acceptable. I can't do it. I simply can't.
Neither can I. And before people get on the bandwagon for Barbara Boxer for being one of the 13th, keep in mind, she voted yes, along with Feinstein, for that extra $36 billion in that bill a couple of weeks ago, where it had the $4 billion for the levies attached there, too. So she's voting for more money to go to the war chest, but yet she wants to pull the troops out. I'm confused.
I understand. I just am sick of the indecision or duplicity or hypocrisy or whatever we're going to call it of Democrats. Maybe there's a method to their madness. If there is, I sure wish they would put it in simple, short sentences and send me an email so I understood why they're voting the way they are, why they're doing what they're doing,
or why they're not. You know, why they're not coming out with the primary here and the whole Busby thing in the 50th district.
Right.
That only a small percentage of the registered Democrats came out to actually vote in the primary in that district. It just amazes me.
Well,
we want something done. We want change. We talk about it all the time, but yet we got to take the action steps. It's more than just going out with peace protest signs. You know,
that's very true. We may be seeing, to use Cheney's term, the last throes of American democracy. What frightens me, and it truly does, is that in the general election this November, first of all, in the primaries, if Democrats don't come out in huge numbers, you know, as Greg Palast says, sure, the Republicans are going to steal the election, but make them steal it. Don't hold back and just say, well, the Republicans are going to steal it, so I'm not going to vote. No, bat squeeze. Democrats have got to get out in the millions and vote and make these bastards steal the election, and then we have reason to take to the streets and overturn some of these decisions, but and not until. So But the one thing I'm afraid of is the Democrats are just going to say, to hell with it, I'm not interested anymore. And that is the Karl Rove game plan. That was the Newt Gingrich game plan. And if that happens, then Cheney will very easily be able to say, well, American democracy is in its last throes. And,
yeah, I wish he was in his last throes.
Yeah,
I tell you what,
people
will be just as, people that do that are just as guilty as the rest of the Bush crime family if you don't go out and vote and you don't do the right thing. And one other thing I want to add is I'm looking forward to the Kid Malloy program tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that keep harassing you guys about doing it. I'm really glad you're doing it. I get such an uplifting feeling from hearing the kids. And sometimes these kids make more sense than the adults. So,
oh yeah, they,
congrats for doing that.
Their filters are not as corrupt as mine or yours or someone else's. They still allow truth and clarity to come through, whereas people like you and me are constantly wrestling with those kinds of angels and don't know what the hell we're doing. So, yeah, it'll be interesting again. Thanks, Philip. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, how are you?
Hi there, Michael.
Hi.
What was that Jewish group you were talking about from Texas?
American Jewish Democratic Committee or something. They're Jewish Democrats.
You suppose that they would work for vote for Kinky Friedman?
I hope so. I would love to see Kinky Friedman be the governor of Texas. If he's not elected governor, then that's, you know, further proof there is no God.
Well, you know, I saw him on 60 Minutes last week or a week before last. I forget when it was. And I like his music. And you got to say, you know, the man takes in stray dogs and feeds them and finds homes for them. So,
I, listen, I like the Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys are part of my my 30s. When I first heard Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys, I thought I completely lost it and just swallowed one too many tabs of Orange Sunshine. You don't know what that is. But and then it turned out that, no, this guy was for real.
A big orange, huh?
Well, yeah, that's close enough, Marge. That's all right. No, it's okay. Don't, you know. But anyway, Kinky Friedman, if he gets to be governor, then I don't know. I'll dance the horror.
Even on my creaky knees, I think I'd stand up and do a dance.
Yeah, we can do, you know, the horror. Are you familiar with the horror?
Yeah.
That's the one where you, you know, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana. Okay. That's enough religion. Now, what you really called about...
What I really, you know, last night, the, you know, on Frontline, they were talking about the dark side of Dick Cheney. Everybody knows about this slimy SOB, and yet there's not.
Easy, Marge.
In people in the streets, you know, ranting and raving and saying, throw the bastard out.
I know.
What are we going to do with this guy?
I don't know, Marge. You know me. I do not have answers. I only have question upon question upon. Let me ask you a question. Were you concerned that the Sears Tower was going to be blown up by these?
People? I heard that tonight, and I thought, geez, you know, I heard it on the local news, and then I was listening to you. And this has been going on for 2 or 3 days, and they're just now reporting it tonight in Chicago. I mean, come on.
Well,
where's the next election? Where's the next primary coming up that we're going to have to rattle somebody's cage and run up the Jesus.
Oh, this is going to go on and on. This is this is only the first one in a series of these little adventures now that are going to occur. Karl Rove understands that the easiest way to motivate the Republican base is to talk death and destruction and tear and blown up buildings. And
no
by
kidding.
God, they'll go out there and vote for these Republican bastards over and over and over again.
And the other thing I heard today was that the National Institute of Science is coming out with a report that sort of corroborates what Al Gore is saying in his movie.
Yeah.
And already they're tearing it down and making fun. And, you know, they're sarcastic jabs. And I wish I had... You remember the hat pins that they used to have back in the turn of the century, the last century?
I'd
like to have one of those things that's about 6 inches long and jab it up somebody's, you know what.
Yeah.
They make me just absolutely sick.
My mother and grandmother both had those big hat pins. And they were scary. They were instruments they were defensive. This is before the days of mace. And if you accosted a woman on the street, all she'd have to do is reach up into her hair and pull out one of those hat pins.
You know, she had that big bun, you know, and the hat would sit on top of that.
That's right.
And go all the way through the other side.
That
wasn't just for decoration.
No. And it caused an awful lot of injury, too. I can remember, it wasn't my first kiss with a girl, but it was in that first block of kisses, and I reached up, and she had had her hair in a French twist. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. And I used to wear that once in a while.
Yeah, and I reached up there and grabbed that French twist and took about three stitches to close the wound in my hand when I took it away. All right, Marge.
It's the one you could get anything. That was, all the hairspray that they used to have to keep those things together.
That's very true.
Marty,
all right.
God, there is a book. Have you heard about it called Hostile Takeover by David Sirota?
Oh, yeah. We had him on the air. Oh, my God.
Oh, I missed it.
No, we had him on the air, and I read his book on a flight out to Seattle, and Sirota's a genius. There are so many liberal geniuses who have come out with books lately that it's hard to stay. You've got to read Greg Palast, his new book, Armed Madhouse.
Okay.
Now, I had him on last night, and I know you didn't hear the program last night, but it's titled Armed Madhouse. It's probably at your library. Marge, you've got to read it.
Oh, yeah, I like his stuff.
All right.
But I mean, this guy, even Sirota, even, takes on the Democrats, and I thought, well, it's damn well about time. What
sure.
can I tell you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
all
take
right.
care.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Marge. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right. I love Marge. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
To take responsibility, they can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. It's the Mike Malloy Show on AM 620 KPOJ.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Syriana on DVD now, starring 2005 Academy Award winner George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Jeffrey Wright, and directed by Stephen Gagan, the Academy Award winning writer of Traffic. Syriana, an uncommonly intelligent story, an explosive tour of global petropolitics, says USA Today. Newsday proclaims that Syriana raises the bar for every thriller that will come in its wake. And Time Magazine declares that Syriana is light years from the standard Hollywood movie. Syriana, own it on DVD now. Rated R for violence and language.
Ed Schultz.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Because Lewis and Clark left one civilization only to find dozens of others that, despite everything, are still here today. Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover, because their trail winds through us all.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
I like some cookies.
Potato chips!
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9.
Ronald Reagan borrowed money and spent it like a drunken sailor.
Tom Hartman.
He ran up more debt than every president before him, including the ones who fought World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War I, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, war debt.
Tom Hartman.
Than all the presidents before him combined.
Weekdays, 6 to 9.
That's how much he borrowed.
On AM 620 KPOJ.
Portland's progressive talk station.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No. You'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Weeknights 10 to 1 on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac for engineering the program in New York tonight. D. Neal, handle your phone calls, associate producer of the program. Also, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our adjunct crew. Thanks to everybody. And once again, a reminder, Ute night tomorrow. If you're between the ages of 13 and 17, we want to hear from you. All right? Open topics. You get to call and vent. Write the phone number down now if you're still up. 866-303-2270. That's tomorrow night, starting at 10 Eastern. A couple of emails from Irish and from really good quotes about Kinky Friedman. I didn't do my research again. A really good quote says, he seems like a real alternative, but he is in favor of prayer in school and the Ten Commandments everywhere. That's from Bruce. Oh, God. And Irish Dave says, sure, I'm a fan of the music, too, but the old Kingster thinks his fellow Texan, the war crime president, is the cat's pajamas. All right. Then... Irish Dave and Bruce, I retract it. God, I need to do research. You know, I really do. Kathy, I wonder if Air America has in their budget enough money to hire us a researcher. Back to your phone calls. Charlie is calling from Washington. Charlie, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
What you said tonight about the golden tubs and that and everything.
Is the what?
Why we're in Iraq. Bush wants to make sure that oil stays in the ground
right.
For at least 7 to 9 years. I'm great. I'm really glad that you've been mentioning Greg Palast. Unfortunately, I live about 65 miles east of Portland,
mm-hmm.
so I can't pick you up. I made this phone call accidentally because I was calling some other radio show, but listening to you, if I move my radio
yeah.
to my kids' room
yeah.
in the far corner
yeah.
and put it up on their desk, I
yeah.
can listen to you.
Oh.
Okay. I don't pay for cable or anything like that.
Well, that's good. You kind of live off the grid, huh?
I live, unfortunately, right now. I didn't plan on that.
Oh.
Maybe in 2 or 3 years I'll be off the grid and I'll be able to pick you up.
Yeah. Well. No, they're not one and the same. By living off the grid, I meant, oh, never mind. That's right.
No,
that's
I will not have cable.
Well, that's kind of off the grid.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a little bit off the grid.
Yeah.
You know, when
maybe
you're really
you
when
up. You, maybe you can get on the band. What do they call that?
Shortwave radio.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
wouldn't that be cool?
It would. We're on XM radio, but that's puts you.
Oh, you
right.
are.
Yeah, but that puts you really on the grid because you have to subscribe
yeah.
to XM. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was the reason why I moved out here.
Yeah.
I live in the Columbia River Gorge.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous out there.
Oh, I love it, but. I live close to...
look out, there's a train.
Trains.
Yeah, watch out.
But, see, I like listening to trains from far away
I do
when
too.
I'm out in the woods or something
it's
like
real
that.
Nostalgic, yeah, I know.
Isn't that nice?
It is. It's a beautiful
You're in a tent or you're out in a sleeping bag and
yeah.
the stars at night.
I'll get the ice
train
pick.
From far away. I love that.
Yeah. Yes.
But,
Hey, Charlie?
Yes.
Why did you call me tonight and hold on for
the reason why I called you tonight is
yeah.
that Greg Palast, I saw him live.
Greg Palast.
Palast.
Accent is on the first syllable. Palast.
Yes.
Right.
And he fulfilled that my technology of why we had 9/11 and
yes.
why we're in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
is to keep the oil in the ground. 1998 is a very important year.
98?
The United Nations was going to start hearings on lifting sanctions on Iraq. But
mm-hmm.
then we had the death of the 26 top microbiologists on the planet that were the investigators in Iraq die. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then we had 9/11. Now, I know that, and all the evidence went out the window at that point. Now, these guys will do everything that they possibly can, okay, to keep Bush in office. And I'm really afraid of something happening between now and November. Because if we seize control, which
yeah.
I'm hoping we will,
all right.
but if we... The polls
yeah.
and the Bush administration are so dead on. That's why we were so strong in Florida,
you're
strong in Ohio.
That's true. Yeah.
They knew what was going to happen.
That's true. Charlie, thanks. Listen, I want to try to squeeze one more call. Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate your call. I love you, brother. Jeff is calling from Pittsburgh, who's also been holding on forever. I'm sorry, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
First of all, your producer has a gorgeous voice.
Oh, she's beautiful. You ought to see her. Woo!
She's
a singer.
Oh, really? Whatever
and an
you
actress.
Did to
and she's a singer.
You.
No, wait a minute. She's a singer and an actress.
Oh, she is.
And she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever you did to trick her into falling for you, you ought to write a book.
Well, now, who are you talking about? Are you talking about the woman who answered the phone?
Oh, really? I thought that was Kathy.
Oh, no, Kathy. No, Kathy's here in Atlanta.
Kathy's
right. beautiful, too. But Dee, who answered the phone, is a singer and an actor. Now, why'd you really call?
Oh, okay.
We're out of time, Jeff.
All
hey,
right.
Hey, listen, call me tomorrow, will you?
Sure.
Well, no, wait. How old are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm 46.
Oh, well, you're too old.
Okay.
I'll be off next week. Call me in July. Thanks, Jeff. You have a nice night. I appreciate it, pal. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow, Truth Seekers. Thanks for participating in the program. Don't forget Youth Night tomorrow. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Why do I feel so confused tonight?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-641-2626 for the Forward. That's 800-641-2626.
Loop one bunny ear around the other, and now your shoe's tied.
Always wash your hands after going potty. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Squish it all together, and that's how you make s'mores.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
When'd you learn how to drive, you moron?
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-